Next up this month is the famous Super Bowl. So much more than a sporting event, here's four things that you should know about it.
1. It's the climax of the American football season, and as such, the Super Bowl is supersized in every way. This year, the average person will pay between $4,744 and $5,650 for a ticket, with the best seats going for $15,000. Those watching at home, more than 111 million in the USA last year, according to Fox, are looking at 9 hours of television, including all the pre-match coverage. But this year's match can't hope to beat the 2017 Super Bowl, generally agreed to be the greatest ever. The only Super Bowl ever to go into extra time, it was eventually won by the New England Patriots, who'd been losing 23-0 at halftime.
2. It's a bad day to be a chicken. Ordinary life comes to a stop in America during the Super Bowl, which has become an unofficial national holiday celebrated with parties all over the country. Parties mean food and drink, which is where the chickens get into trouble. An estimated 1.33 billion chicken wings are consumed during the game. Other products move in similarly epic quantities, such as the 50 million crates of beer that are sold. Hardly surprising, therefore, that an estimated 1.5 million employees will call in sick on Monday morning, while around five times that amount will take the day as a holiday.
3. It's about music, too. For those who don't like American football, the best part of the Super Bowl is the halftime show, which features a major music star performing a mini-concert. They receive no payment, as the massive Super Bowl audience is the best exposure they could ever hope for. Naturally, the performance has to be a spectacular production that will have everyone talking the next day. The current, undisputed queen of this is Beyoncé, who not only gave a brilliant show in 2013, but returned in 2016 with a politically charged performance of her new song, Formation, that completely stole the show from the headlining act, Coldplay. Up this year, Justin Timberlake, for a record third time.
4. Everyone loves the ad breaks. Back in 1984, Apple created a sensation during the Super Bowl with a big-budget, sci-fi-influenced ad that introduced the first Macintosh computer. Since then, people have come to expect great new advertisements during breaks in the play, either because they are funny or spectacular or controversial. The ads are discussed the following day as much as the match itself, with Best of the Super Bowl ads lists going viral on YouTube. All of which means that it is worth advertisers paying the high price of airtime during the game. $5 million for a 30-second ad at last year's Super Bowl.